are also new developments tonight in the Harvey Weinstein scandal, a searing account from Oscar-winning actress Lupita Nyong'o about what she says were her troubling interactions with the movie producer. Here's ABC's Adrian Bankert again tonight.
And the Oscar goes to Lupita Nyong'o.
Tonight, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o coming forward with shocking allegations. The star actress penning an op-ed in the New York Times, saying she first met Harvey Weinstein while studying at Yale. He invited her to his home for a screening. With his children present, Nyong'o says he led her to his bedroom. Once there, he announced he wanted to give her a massage. In a panic, she offered to give him one. She says before long, he said he wanted to take off his pants. I told him not to do that and informed him that it would make me extremely uncomfortable. She says she feared her future could be in jeopardy, later agreeing to meet Weinstein in a New York City restaurant. Once there, he announced, "Let's cut to the chase. I have a private room upstairs where we can have the rest of our meal." He told me not to be so naive. If I wanted to be an actress, then I had to be willing to do this sort of thing. She refused and claims he became dismissive. "So we're done here," he said. "You can leave." This comes as another alleged victim speaks out. A distraught Heather Kerr recounting a meeting with Weinstein nearly 30 years ago where he allegedly exposed himself.
"He told me that I was not that good looking, but that he would be willing to help me anyway. Like he was doing me a favor."
And David Fane director Quentin Tarantino, who worked very closely with Weinstein, saying that he apologizes in the New York Times, saying he wished he'd taken more responsibility for what he'd heard. David?
Adrian, thank you.